Belena stood up and pulled her nightgown over her head, and walked naked across the room, her feet patting on the wood floor. She bent over and rooted through some articles of clothing until she found some light underwear. They were a loose linen garment, kind of like feminine boxer shorts. I watched her step into the underwear and pull them over her ass.
"You look cute in those. Come sit by me."
Belena turned her pretty face toward me. She looked like a Victoria's Secret model.
"I can't. We must go and see Lady Athalia."
"Lady Athalia? She's the village matriarch, isn't she?"
"No,"
Belena said, slipping into a long dress-like tunic.
"There is no matriarch, no ruler."
"No ruler? So who's in charge?"
"No one,"
she said in a priggish tone.
"Everyone is equal."
I snorted. "I see. That was exactly what a matriarchal society would say."
"But that's all nonsense, really,"
Belena said.
"Some people believe it, but I don't."
She fastened the front of her tunic with a brooch. "So of course, she is your leader," Belena nodded.
"She actually is, but she's not supposed to be."
Belena stepped out for a minute and returned with two pieces of bread and milk. She set them on the table and looked at me with a grimace.
"I'm sorry, David. It's all we have."